Senator Dayne says the decision to endorse Gianforte was easy because of Bozeman businessmen's drive to create jobs. Dayne is a former executive of the company Gianforte co-founded, Right Now Technologies in Bozeman. Dayne says Gianforte will use that drive to push back against the overreach he says is coming from Washington, D.C.
And we've got to push back on this extreme agenda coming out of the EPA, President Obama, and Hillary Clinton.
And Congressman Zinke used the phrase partner to describe why he thinks another Republican was needed in Montana's state house.
What I see in Washington is someone wants to control our lands and our health care and our wildlife and our water. And you know, a lot of times is what we need is a partner in the state that is concerned about Montana jobs and not raising money for other governors that are killing Montana jobs.
The latter is a reference to incumbent Governor Steve Bullock, who formerly headed the Democratic Governors Association, and fellow Democratic Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State. Last Friday, Inslee signed a bill to let Puget Sound Energy create a fund that would pay for future decommissioning and cleanup of the coal-fired Colstrip Units 1 and 2. Gianforte has attacked Bullock for not doing more to stop Senate Bill 6248. He says that bill cost Montanans high-paying jobs. Eric Hires is Bullock's campaign manager. He says Gianforte's announcement Monday afternoon is a red herring.
I think it's pretty clear that Mr. Gianforte wanted to roll this out today to kind of distract from what I call the growing controversy around his support for job-killing, pro-discrimination laws like we're seeing passed in states like North Carolina and Indiana.
In North Carolina, the new law prevents local governments from extending civil rights protections to gay and transgender people. Several businesses, including the NBA, have expressed concerns about the measure, and the NBA wrote a letter saying it's considering pulling the 2017 All-Star Game from Charlotte. Heyer says Gianforte's donations to organizations that support such laws is bad for Montana's business climate. Gianforte denies he supports discrimination.
And I've been very clear, you know, discrimination is wrong. There's no place for it in business. That's not the way we ran our business. It's not the way I would run our state.
He says religious freedom is already protected by the First Amendment, although when asked, Gianforte did not say, if elected, whether he would sign a so-called religious freedom bill. He says religious freedom is already protected by the First Amendment. As for Bullock, this past MLK Jr. Day, he signed an executive order expanding prohibitions on discrimination in state employment and state contracts. This includes for gender identity or gender expression. So what does this have to do with coal and Colstrip? Not much. It's a gubernatorial candidate trying to wrest control of the message for the November general election. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.